Opening tone. Warm, focused, welcome. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we'll work through the Pesce approach, building a filtered riser and blending it with a parallel tape style grit so it adds warm texture to a drum and bass transition without getting harsh or muddy. Quick overview. You'll create a filtered riser source, route it to a dedicated R-tape grit return bus made from livestock devices, and use sand and device automation so the saturation and wah-like modulation arrive naturally toward the climax. Keep levels conservative throughout and audition the riser in context with drums and bass at 174 BPM. Session 1. What you'll build. A filtered riser with automated cutoff and tasteful resonance. A tape grit parallel chain using EQ8, saturator, frequency shifter or chorus, glue compressor, and a short echo slash reverb. A blended send slash return routing so you can automate grit amount, plus automation recipes for filter, saturation drive, and send level that produce a musical buildup. Let's dive into the step-by-step walkthrough. Step A. Prepare your riser source. Create an instrument track called riser source. Option A. Use Waveditable or Operator. Add noise or detune saws, long release, and set the instrument filter low initially, around 200 to 400 Hz. Option B. Use simpler classic with a white noise or processed riser sample. Use a long fade-in envelope, loop if needed, and transpose to fit the key. Add auto filter after the instrument or simpler. Set it to low pass, 24 dB per octave for a smooth sweep. Keep the cutoff very low to start and plan to automate it up during the riser. Add a small amount of resonance, 10 to 20%, just enough for focus without ringing. Step B. Create the tape grit return bus. Make a return track named R-Tape Grit. Place devices in this order, using live 12 stock devices only. 1. EQ8 first. High pass under 40 to 60 Hz to protect the sub, and start a gentle high frequency roll off above 10 to 12 Khz with a soft shelf to emulate tape top end. 2. Saturator next. Pick a soft curve, soft sine or warm, and set drive modestly, starting around 2 to 4 dB. Use soft clipping or gentle wave shaper behavior. Pull output gain down to avoid clipping. 3. Frequency shifter or chorus slash flanger. Set tiny detune or slow LFO for well slash flutter. Rate around 0.1 to 1 Hz, and very small amount. If you use frequency shifter, keep shift values tiny. 4. Glue compressor. Mild settings, roughly 2:1 ratio and aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction at peaks. Medium attack and release to glue the saturation into one texture. 5. Echo or a short reverb. Add short, warm diffusion with high frequency damping. Keep wet low, around 10 to 20%. And sync or set short decay to avoid long tails. 6. Utility last. Set width and final level. Slightly reduce width to center the grit, around 80 to 90% if needed. Back on the riser source track, raise send it to the return. Start with 0 dB send as a preview, then dial it down to conservative levels while designing. Step C. Filter automation and riser shaping. Program main automation on the riser. Auto filter cutoff. Automate from low to high across the riser length, 2 to 8 bars depending on your transition. Use a curve that accelerates toward the end for more release. Auto filter resonance. Increase slightly toward the peak, plus 5 to 15% to add harmonic presence without feedback. Send it to R-tape grit. Automate from low, anywhere between minus infinity and minus 12 dB, to higher levels around minus 6 to 0 dB as the riser builds so the saturation becomes more audible at the climax. Optional Pesce nuance. Dynamic saturation automation. Automate saturator drive or saturator dry slash wet on the return so drive increases in the last bar or two, warming the grit at the peak. Or automate glue compressor threshold to hit harder near the climax for more density. Step D. Tone control and stereo placement. Use EQ8 on both source and return to carve collisions. On the source, high pass around 100 to 200 Hz so the riser doesn't compete with bass. On the return, if the grit is too bright, add a narrow cut between 2 and 5 Khz or a gentle high shelf roll-off above 8 to 10 Khz to emulate tape softness. Consider using EQ8 in M/S mode on the return. Boost mid presence slightly and remove low frequencies from the sides. Tape warmth reads as centered. Tame side low end. Step E. Finishing touches to sit in the mix. Sidechain the R-tape grit or the main riser to kick slash bass using glue compressor so the low end breathes in a DNB context. Keep sidechain gentle. Use utility to fade riser in and out cleanly. Tiny fades, 5 to 20 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Step F. Render and check in context. Play the section with the full drums and bass and tweak. If grit is harsh, reduce saturator drive, add more high cut on EQ8, or slow the frequency shifter rate. If grit disappears, increase the send level, slightly raise saturator drive, or compress more on the return to raise perceived loudness. Common mistakes to watch for: overdriving saturation from the start. Bring grit in with automation. Early drive makes the riser muddy. Not high passing the riser. Letting sub frequencies through clashes with bass lines at 174 BPM. Overdoing while slash flutter. Excessive modulation sounds detuned and amateurish. Keep it subtle. Clipping the return bus. Compensate saturator output or use utility to avoid digital clipping. Using too much long or bright reverb on the grit bus. That removes the tape impression and smears the riser into a wash. Pro tips: layer for warmth. Route a filtered noise riser and a detuned pad to the same R-tape grit. Slightly offset send timing so energy blooms naturally. Prefer soft wave curves and saturator for tape-like warmth. Hard clipping is harsher and more digital. Use short attack transient compression on the return to increase sustain and glue, mimicking tape compression. Automate small EQ moves, plus or minus 1 to 3 dB, in the last bar for perceived warmth without adding peak energy. Compare with a reference track and solo the riser plus grit occasionally, then listen in context. Enable oversampling in the saturator only, while rendering or finalizing to reduce aliasing. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Create a 4-bar riser in Simpler with white noise and a long attack of 3 to 6 seconds. 2. Put auto filter on Simpler and automate cutoff from 200 Hz to 8 kHz across the 4 bars. 3. Make a return called R-tape grit with EQ8 HP at 60 Hz, saturator drive 3 to 5 dB, and a slow frequency shifter around 0.3 Hz with tiny amount. 4. Automate the send, so grit is at minus 12 dB for the first 3 bars and rises to minus 2 dB in the last bar. Also automate saturator drive from 2 to 6 dB in the last bar. 5. Render the 4-bar clip and listen with drums. Tweak to reduce harshness and find a warm balance. Recap: you've learned how to build a filtered riser and blend it with a parallel tape grit return using Live 12 stock devices. EQ8, saturator, frequency shifter or chorus, glue compressor, and echo slash reverb. The core workflow ideas are: automate filter cutoff and the grit send, use subtle saturation and slow modulation to emulate tape while slash flutter, manage low end with HP filtering and M slash SEQ, and blend via send slash return so grit adds texture, not clutter. Final thought: think of the riser as 2 layers, the musical sweep and the textural glue. Automate how much texture is exposed so grit enhances motion, not noise. Taste matters more than extreme settings. Aim for texture that supports the arrangement and you'll be in the Pesce zone. End. Short pause.